Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And we know what that means. Yeah, it's church tonight. And boy, I look forward to the midweek service here this evening. We started a series on spiritual gifts, and my, it's been wonderful. A study of the Word of God on how God not only saves us, but He gifts each believer with spiritual gifts. No, you didn't get left out. Every believer has at least one spiritual gift. Others have several that God has blessed them with. But the Spirit gives those gifts as He wills, not as we will, but as He wills. So it's been a great time together on Wednesday nights, and I hope you can come out and join us this Wednesday. We get underway at 6:30 on Wednesday nights, and tonight we have a missionary in the Philippines. He's Dr. Ruben Flores, and he has done a tremendous job at Tarlac State University there in Tarlac, Philippines, and he's going to be with us tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing what he has to share with us in his presentation to us. I had the pleasure of meeting him several years ago when we were on a missions trip in the Philippines. So it'll be a great service tonight. Hope you can join us at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you today about some unspeakable blessings. You know, occasionally you hear about some pretty incredible gifts you can purchase for people. The Tesla Model S Plaid, they call it. It goes from 0 to 60 in 1.2 seconds. Now, all you have to do to buy one is have about $250,000. And if you purchase one of those cars, then you better get the specialized car wax. That only retails for $3,400 for an 8-ounce can. Now, you say, oh, that's a little pricey for me, preacher. Okay, how about an $18,000 Frisbee or a $57,000 pair of sunglasses? Or there's a pacifier that you can get for your new grandbaby grandparents. It's only $28,000. I mean, these gifts are crazy, aren't they? I mean, they stagger our imagination. But they're not only indescribable. But listen, they're not indescribable. I mean, we may struggle to find some words to describe them. But some things we find are beyond our ability to describe them. You know, in the aftermath of the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center in New York, photographer Joel Meyerowitz, maybe that's how we say it, he spent 9 months at Ground Zero documenting the recovery and the wreckage. And on March 30, 2002, Joel was taking photos inside the air of the South Tower when a fireman called him and handed him the remnants of a Bible he had found in the debris. The front of the Bible was obliterated, so the remaining fragments of pages sat open-faced, melted onto a piece of heart-shaped steel. While most of the Bible had been destroyed, the little more than half a page on top was miraculously preserved. Of all the pages and all the verses, the melted King James Bible was open to Matthew 5, and the first thing Joel noticed was under the heading, Retaliation. And in Matthew 5, 38 and 39, Jesus said, "You've heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on thy right cheek, ye turn the other to him also." Joel was stunned. How remarkable in that all the fragile pages that survived, it was this passage in the midst of such an unspeakable act of evil. He wrapped those pages of the Bible in unmelted steel in a scarf and held on to them until he donated them to the September 11 memorial in 2010. Now, we know this. Every word of the Bible's been put there by God. And so, by the way, when we believe that, then when we see a word mentioned more than one time, then we figure God's trying to tell us something. And God is communicating with us. That's the Bible. And you understand how difficult it is to communicate with people who are on a much lower level than you are? I often tell people that the best Sunday school teacher in our church is probably the one who teaches the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. You got to get down to their level. One Sunday school teacher was teaching their little ones about how Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. And one little boy raised his hand, and she called on him, and he said, "My mommy looked back once while she was driving, and she turned into a telephone pole." Or one little boy was supposed to recite a verse in the Easter program. "He is not here, he is risen." But he couldn't quite remember what to say. And the director was quietly trying to remind him of his line when he confidently grabbed the microphone and triumphantly shouted, "He's not here. He's in prison." Oh, I'm telling you. You have to remember, how do we communicate to those that age group? One little boy had a picture of an old man driving a car. He had a beard and this stick figure couple in the back seat of the car. And the teacher said, "What is that?" He said, "Well, that's God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden." That was his pit. When you drive somebody, you get in the car and you drive. And so that was his thought. So you understand how, think about the gap that God would have trying to communicate to us humans. And so God communicates to you and me through the Bible. And sometimes he uses an adjective so we can understand a little bit what he's talking about. God loves the world, but how much does he love it? He just says he so loved the world. Salvation is wonderful. Salvation is great. And God just says, it's so great salvation. Grace is amazing grace. The word I want to focus on today is unspeakable. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, the Bible says this, and Paul writes, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Unspeakable gift. Now, in the context, he's talking about the generous gifts from the Macedonian church, but then is overwhelmed by God's goodness. He pens the words, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." And of course, that's the gift of eternal life. Listen, we buy gifts, whether it's Christmas time or other special occasions. But gifts are given to those we love or someone who has some claim on our lives. I buy gifts for my wife. Why? Because she's my wife and I love her. I don't buy gifts for your wife. I buy gifts for my children because they're my children and I love them. My grandchildren, and I love them. But I don't buy gifts for your children or your grandchildren. So we buy gifts for our family and friends because they're our family and friends. Now, God may put it on our heart to help a hungry person or a homeless person, but we do that because we feel a leading from God to do that. And we recognize we owe a debt to God and to humanity. But God's gift is all different. And what makes his gift so special is that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As you grow in the Christian life, you grow a deeper appreciation for salvation. Christ's sacrifice for me on the cross, the gift cannot be overvalued. It cannot be overestimated. It cannot be overappreciated. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Imagine you're $500,000 in debt. Someone comes to you and writes out a check for $500,000 saying it's all for you. Cancel your debt. You don't have to do anything but reach out, take it, and it's yours. Take the money, pay your debt. Now you're debt-free and totally in the clear. What do you have to boast about? Can you go about bragging how you had the power and the skill and the brains to reach out and take the check? Can you talk about what favor you did for that benefactor, taking all that troublesome money off his hands? No, that doesn't make any sense, does it? But you and I received grace. From God, nothing more, nothing less. We were impoverished. We received riches from another person. And the fact that I'm now debt-free is 100% due to my benefactor, 0% due to me. Who then deserves the praise and the glory for our salvation? Clearly, it's not us. You see, eternal life is not a thing, it's a person. It's Jesus Christ. If you know Christ, you have eternal life. That's just unspeakable. Unspeakable gift. But then in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul uses the words unspeakable words. He was caught up into the third heaven and he said, I saw things that are not lawful for me to utter. Unspeakable things. He was caught up. He saw the gates of pearl. He saw the streets of gold. He saw the crystal clear rivers. He saw the trees bearing 12 manner of fruit. He saw the on and on and on. No tears, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, no night, no ticks, no mosquitoes, no poison ivy, no allergies, no viruses. Oh, my goodness. He was just overwhelmed. We'll see the Lord. We'll see the throne of God. We'll see our Savior, Jesus Christ. Words cannot utter. They're unspeakable words. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter talks about unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. 1 Peter, I'm turning over there, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. He says, whom have we not seen, we love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now these were being persecuted believers. They had lost, some had lost all for the cause of Christ. Joy never depends on what we have, but it depends on whose we are. Not on the circumstances, but on communion with God. Peter's not urging them to rejoice. He's commenting on what is already a fact, what he's already seen. He's rejoicing not in what they had, but in what they were going to have. The apostles in Acts chapter 5 rejoiced in spite of being beaten badly. That's obvious, then. Joy must come from something other than our circumstances. You know, the English word for happy comes from the Latin word for chance. So happiness is always what we feel when our circumstances are pleasant. Joy, on the other hand, comes from our faith, no matter what our earthly circumstances are. It's a joy that fills us when we're saved. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. William Barclay said, the Christian is a person of joy. A gloomy Christian is a contradiction of terms. And nothing in all religious history has done Christianity more harm than its connection with black clothes and long faces. Now, you don't have to work at being joyful. It's a fruit of the Spirit. There's commands in Scripture for us to be joyful. God's not going to command us to be joyful if we don't have to work at it. We have to yield to the Spirit of God. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So look, unspeakable joy. It's a great joy to preach. Oh, but listen, it's a great joy to think I'm going to live for all eternity. And that ought to fill us with inexpressible joy. The songwriter said, I've found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Three unspeakable words. Unspeakable gift, eternal life through Jesus. Unspeakable words when he saw, caught up to the third heaven, and unspeakable joy in the midst of trials. First is the gift. Second is the words, the walk, the communion with Jesus. And third, the joy comes. Oh, my friend, let's be joyful Christians today. Unspeakable gift, unspeakable words, unspeakable joy. Just no way to describe it for us. He just uses the word unspeakable. Well, let's make it a great Wednesday, all right? Look forward to seeing some of you in our church service this evening at 6:30. The Spanish services meet as well on Wednesday night. They start at 7 p.m., and we'd be glad to have you attend the Spanish-speaking services as well here at Bible Baptist Church. Then, Lord willing, rest of us will come back for our broadcast tomorrow. All right. And until, let's see, I was still couldn't see what I was going to talk about tomorrow, but we'll just see what that'll happen when it comes. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to Encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.